Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something important for anyone hiring in the legal sector in Canada.
That's right. We're focusing on the new pay transparency rules coming up in Ontario.
Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing similar things in BC already. And the feeling is other provinces might just follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really aimed at you if you're a hiring manager, maybe an HR, or a lawyer who actually has hiring duties within a law firm or legal department.
Yeah, our goal here isn't just to list the rules. We want to dig into what's actually most important in these new Ontario laws.
And figure out what it really means for legal employers. How can you prepare? How can you stay competitive?
Exactly. Because these changes, I mean, they're aimed at fairness, wage equity.
Sure.
But they definitely bring some, let's say, strategic challenges and opportunities, too, for firms and in-house teams.
Okay, so let's lay it out. We'll cover the specifics of the Ontario rules. We'll talk about the potential upsides and maybe the downsides, too.
Yeah, the pros and cons.
And then, crucially, some practical ways to handle this. Maybe thinking about how legal recruiters fit into the picture now.
Sounds good. So maybe let's start with the basics. What exactly are these new requirements in Ontario? What do legal employers need to do?
Okay, so this is under the Working for Workers 4 Act 2024. It kicks in January 1st, 2026.
Right.
And the big one for publicly advertised jobs is salary ranges. You have to include them.
And there's a detail there, isn't there, about the range itself?
Yeah, generally the range shouldn't be wider than $50,000.
Okay.
Unless the job pays over $200,000.
Yes.
Then that limit doesn't apply. But for most roles.
That $50 K-band is key. That makes you think about how precisely you define roles and pay, doesn't it?
It really does. What else is in there?
Well, another significant piece is banning the Canadian experience requirement.
Ah, right. That's aimed at opening doors for people to international experience, yeah.
Exactly. Making it a fairer playing field. And then there's the tech aspect, AI.
AI in hiring. What about it?
You have to disclose if you're using artificial intelligence anywhere in the process. Screening, assessment, selection.
Hmm. That's interesting. Very current.
It is. It reflects how recruitment is changing.
Okay. What else should employers know?
You also need to state in the posting if it's a brand new job or if you're just filling an existing spot.
New versus existing role. Got it.
And communication timelines. After an interview, you've got 45 days to let the candidate know the outcome.
45 days. That's quite specific.
It is. And finally, record keeping. You need to hang on to records of all your public job postings for 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So quite a few changes hitting at once there.
Definitely. It's a package deal, really. And like you said, with BC already having similar rules.
It feels like this is the direction things are heading generally.
Seems likely, yeah.
So let's shift gears a bit. What could be the actual practical upside for legal employers? You mentioned fairness.
Right. I think the potential for greater equity is a big one. Putting salaries out there from the start,
yeah,
it could really help level the playing field.
Help close those wage gaps we sometimes see.
Potentially, yes. It could lead to fairer starting points, maybe reduce some of the bias that might creep into compensation talks otherwise.
And maybe just make hiring, well, more efficient.
How so?
Well, if candidates see the salary up front and it's not right for them,
they self-select out.
Exactly. They don't apply, which could save HR teams a lot of time waiting through applications that weren't going anywhere anyway.
That's a really good point. Saves time on both sides. And what about trust?
Yeah, I think candidates, especially legal professionals, value transparency, right?
Absolutely.
Seeing that salary range up front could make an employer seem more open, more trustworthy, perhaps.
It builds confidence, I think. And that ties into employer branding.
Definitely. If you're seen as transparent, fair, competitive on pay, that's huge in attracting legal talent. Really boosts your image.
For sure. But we should probably talk about the other side too, the potential challenges, the risks.
Okay, yeah. What's the main worry you think employers might have?
I suspect internal pay disparities are going to be top of mind for many.
Ah, so existing employees seeing the ranges for new hires.
Exactly. And if those ranges look higher than what current staff are making for similar work, well, you can see how that could cause some friction.
Yeah, dissatisfaction, people asking for raises. You need to be ready for those conversations.
Definitely need a plan for internal equity. And then there's the competition aspect.
How so?
Well, if you're a firm or department that maybe can't offer the absolute top dollar salaries,
it gets harder to compete when the number is right there in the ad.
It could, yeah. If salary becomes the only thing candidates focus on initially, it might put some employers at a disadvantage for attracting certain people.
And what about negotiation? Does this take away some flexibility?
It might. Employers sometimes like being able to adjust an offer based on a candidate's really specific background or, you know, unique skills.
And a public range maybe makes that harder.
It could constrain it a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Less wiggle room, perhaps.
And it's so important to remember, salary isn't everything, right? Especially in law.
Absolutely. Critical point. Base salary is just one piece.
You've got bonuses, benefits, flex work.
Professional development, mentorship opportunities, the actual culture of the place.
Right. That single salary number in the ad doesn't tell the whole story of the compensation package.
Not at all. Which really highlights, I think, the need for a truly comprehensive compensation strategy.
One that you can communicate effectively. It's about the total value you offer, not just the base pay.
Exactly. To current staff and the people you want to hire.
And navigating all of this, this seems like a place where legal recruiters could potentially play a bigger role.
I think so, yes. Because it's not just about sticking a number on a job ad. It's about strategy.
A strategy that fits your firm, keeps you competitive, and doesn't upset your existing team too much.
Right. And recruiters, like, say, the team at Life After Law, they live and breathe the legal market.
They know the benchmarks.
They have the data. Current salaries, bonus norms, what benefits are standard, what perks are popular, across different kinds of legal employers.
So they can give you real data-backed advice on setting those ranges.
Exactly. Competitive benchmarking. So you're not just guessing. You're not overpaying, but crucially, you're not underpaying either and losing out.
And that helps protect that internal equity we talked about.
It does. And they can help build out that bigger picture, that holistic strategy.
It's stuff beyond base salary.
Yeah. They know how much candidates value flex time now or specific development paths or mentorship. They can help you package and sell those aspects.
Especially if maybe your base salary is solid, but not, you know, market crushing.
Right. They help you highlight your other strengths and think about those internal comparisons again.
When your current lawyers see the new postings.
Yeah. A recruiter can be a good objective partner to help review your internal structure, maybe identify potential issues before they blow up.
Offer advice on how to handle those discrepancies proactively.
Mm-hmm. And just generally, refining your whole hiring approach. If salary isn't your number one weapon.
To help you figure out what is.
Right. How to write postings that shout about career growth or unique work or your great team culture.
And that AI disclosure thing we mentioned.
Yeah.
Recruiters who understand hiring tech could help with that too, making sure you're compliant, but also using AI effectively, ethically.
Absolutely. Helping manage the risks around using those tools.
It really feels like a major shift overall.
It is. And the legal employers who get ahead of it, who really integrate this into their planning, they're going to be the ones who succeed in attracting and keeping top legal talent.
It's almost an opportunity then. To sharpen up your hiring and strengthen your brand.
Definitely can be seen that way.
Okay, so let's try and pull the key threads together for everyone listening. The hiring managers, HR folks, lawyers doing the hiring.
Good idea.
First off, get ready for January 1, 2026 in Ontario. You'll need to put salary ranges in public job ads.
Remembering that $50,000 ban limitation, generally, unless the role pays over $200.
Right, and no more demanding Canadian experience.
Crucial. Plus, you have to say, if you're using AI in hiring.
Don't forget, indicating new versus existing role, letting candidates know outcomes within 45 days of interviewing.
And keeping those job posting records for 3 years.
So those are the mechanics. But the bigger picture.
Is that while this aims for more equity, maybe more efficiency, more trust.
You need to be ready for the challenges.
Yeah.
Like potential internal pay issues.
And staying competitive when salary is more visible. And always remembering that salary is just one part of the equation.
Yeah, that total compensation strategy is key. Thinking about everything else you offer, the flexibility, the development, the culture.
All those things that make your workplace attractive beyond the base number.
And maybe don't go it alone. Consider the strategic help you can get from legal recruitment experts.
Like the team at Life After Law, yeah. They can provide that market data, help build the strategy, navigate internal equity, ensure compliance.
They can be a really valuable partner through this change.
Definitely.
So maybe the final thought to leave you with is this. With these changes coming, what steps can you take now? Not just to tick the compliance boxes.
But to actually use this moment strategically, to position your organization as a real employer of choice in the legal field.
So for all of you listening, hiring managers, HR professionals, lawyers involved in bringing people onto your teams if you've got more questions.
If you're thinking about how to navigate these pay transparency rules, how to develop really effective hiring strategies for your legal teams,
then please do reach out. The experienced team at Life After Law is there to help.